You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 909, hour number 2. Just a note, the end of hour number 1 featured Salvatore Martirano, electronic dance number 1, and we had a minute and a half, so I appended Laurie Spiegel, 3 sonic spaces, number 1. Laurie Spiegel ended hour number 1. We'll open with a little more electroacoustic music coming from Noah Kraszewski to open hour number 2. We'll hear Noah Kraszewski's piece Quaesto from his CD Hyperrealist Music 2011 to 2015. Like John Oswald, who we heard earlier in the first hour, Kraszewski developed his own method of reappropriating pre-existing sounds for his own compositions. He calls his style Hyperrealism. Noah Kraszewski Quaestio will start. We'll then hear from Charles Werenin and his piece The Wild Turkey here for a Thanksgiving season. And this comes from It Happens Like This, cantata for 4 singers and 12 players on poems of James Tate. James Tate had a long career at the University of Massachusetts. He passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. And this is an excerpt from that setting, a cantata for 4 singers and 12 players on poems of James Tate. Charles Werenin, Volume 3, was released on Bridge Records in 2017. This features the soprano Sharon Harms with alto Laura Mercado Wright, tenor Stephen Brenfleck, and bass Douglas Williams. And they're accompanied by the group for contemporary music conducted by Charles Werenin. Again, the texts are by the late poet James Tate. This was recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters in New York City, composed in 2010, Bridge Records release. And we'll then end with Elliot Carter, another Bridge Records release, Music of Elliot Carter, Volume 8, 16 compositions composed between 2002 and 2009. What we'll hear is from Mad Regales, Haiku, Meditations of a Parrot, and At North Farm. This is music with text by John Ashbery. We start with this piece, Noah Kraszewski, Quaestio, from his Hyperrealist Music CD from 2015 on EM Records from Japan.
Thank you. Standing at the kitchen sink washing a few dishes when I hear this knocking at my door. I looked out the window, but there was no one there. But the knocking continued. I looked down, and there was this wild turkey staring at me. He must have been about 4 feet tall, and he was looking right into my eyes. Then he pecked at the door again, and I instinctively opened it. He walked into the middle of the room and said,
"Gobble, gobble, gobble."
I poured him a bowl of dry cereal and another bowl of water. He tried the cereal and seemed to like it. He'd take 4 or 5 bites and then wash it all down with a couple of sips of water. Then he'd look up at me, with his blue head and his red and white mottled neck. He finished the cereal, then flapped his great wings as if to thank me. His green iridescent feathers gleamed. The living room, and he followed me. I sat down in my chair, and he leapt up on the back of the couch. He had the meekest, almost beseeching eyes that seemed to say,
"Your guest, after all, and we've only just met, though I feel like I've known you
He didn't reply, but turned his head away and stared at the TV, which was off.
We sat there in silence for a good long time.
But it is exactly the way people think and feel.
And it is a dream, so in a dark, unprotected.
beside your head like a book that is too important to read now. What trees, tools, my partner, socks on the premises.
Recognize me, you have passed the street.
babbling.
Oh, it's dark.
At incredible speed.
The sky.
Someone.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information, including more links to find out more information about all the music and text we play on Martian Gardens. We just heard from Elliot Carter and his setting to John Ashbery's poem, Mad Regales, in three parts. Haiku, that's eight haiku, Meditations of a Parrot, and At North Farm. That comes from Music of Elliot Carter, Volume 8, 16 Compositions, 2002 through 2009. And it has a great picture of Elliot Carter sitting in front of his 100th birthday cake. That was, again, a Bridge Records release, finally issued in 2010. Before Elliot Carter, we heard from Charles Warrenin, a new release from Bridge Records from 2017. Charles Warrenin, Volume 3. And we heard the final poem in Charles Warrenin's setting to James Tate's poem, It Happens Like This. And the final one was The Wild Turkey, appropriate for this time of year, late November. The Wild Turkey, and that was soprano Sharon Harms, alto by Laura Mercado, Laura Mercado Wright, tenor by Stephen Brenfleck, bass by Douglas Williams, featuring the group for contemporary music, conducted by Charles Warrenin, text by James Tate of the University of Massachusetts, the late James Tate, and that was recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters in New York City, composed in 2010. We started with Noah Krzyzewski's Questio, from his Hyperrealist music CD on EM Records, released in 2015, electroacoustic music by Noah Krzyzewski. We've been hearing over the past couple of months, here and there, excerpts from the Dreamkeeper Project, Langston Hughes, on Mode Records' little jazz imprint Avant, and this was arranged by Eric Mingus, the son of the jazz great Charles Mingus, who provides the intoning voice here, Eric Mingus. And the band was arranged and directed by David Simmons and recorded at Thundering Sky Studio in South Berwick, Maine, in April of 2012 for this project. We'll hear two selections, Langston Hughes' poems Daybreak in Alabama and Reverie on the Harlem River. And we'll follow this with more Langston Hughes. In the 1940s, Langston Hughes created a character, a voice he called Jesse B. Semple, nicknamed Simple, and it was a way of Hughes creating not exactly an alter ego, but perhaps one might call it a voice of Socratic ignorance to reveal the profundity of Jesse B. Semple, in his simple ways. We'll hear a couple of poems. We'll hear just the one poem, Simple Praise, a Prayer. This was originally published on September 15th, 1945, in the African American newspaper, the Chicago Tribune, in September 15th, 1945. The Chicago Defender, published September 15th, 1945. And you hear Langston Hughes' reference to the atomic bomb, March on People's Minds, in September of 1945. The end of World War II and the inauguration of a new age of fear and horror at the same time. And after Langston Hughes, starting with Simple Praise of Prayer, we take an ecclesiastical turn with Evan Zipporin, Simonato Gemerto, inspired by the music of the Georgian Orthodox Church, a composition for bass clarinet and humming, performed by Evan Zipporin at the Hit Factory, New York City, October 1995. This is included on Bang on a Can Classics, as Evan Zipporin is one of the Bang on a Can all-stars. This was released on Cantaloupe Music in 2002. We'll then hear from Mary Simony, now of RPI, then of University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. We'll hear her piece Doxology for electronic processing in Gregorian chant, which was released on the Centaur Records compilation Alternating Currents, electronic music from the University of Michigan. We'll then hear from Phil Klein and his incredibly beautiful mass for six voices called John the Revelator. We'll hear the hymn Hear My Prayer, which takes its text from Psalm 102, music performed by the Lionheart Vocal Group with the Ethel String Quartet at the Church of St. Luke's in the Fields, Greenwich Village, August of 2007. We'll end with the Lord's Prayer from the Music of Armenia, Volume 1, Sacred Choral Music on Celestial Harmonies. First, this is three poems by Langston Hughes: Daybreak in Alabama, Reverie on the Harlem River, and Simple Praise a Prayer. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for more information and links, etc.
I get to be a composer, I'm gonna write me some music about daybreak in Alabama. I'm gonna put the prettiest songs in it, rising out of the ground like a swamp mist, and falling out of heaven like a soft dew. I'm gonna put some tall trees in it, the scent of pine needles, and the smell of red clay after rain. And long red necks and poppy-colored faces and big brown arms and the field of daisy eyes of black and white, black, white, black people. And I'm gonna put white hands and black hands and brown and yellow hands and red clay earth hands in it, touching everybody with kind fingers and touching each other natural as dew. in that dawn of music, when I get to be a composer and write about daybreak in Alabama. Did you ever go down to the river, 2 a.m. midnight by yourself, sit down by the river and wonder what you got left? Did you ever think about your mother? God bless her, dead and gone. Did you ever think about your sweetheart and wish she was never born? Down on the Harlem River, 2 a.m., midnight, by yourself. Lord, I wish I could die, but who would miss me if I left?
Later in the week, on a hot night when I passed through his block, Semple was sitting on his landlady's stoop reading a newspaper by a streetlight. When he saw me coming, he threw the paper down. "Good evening," I said. "Good evening, nothing," he answered. "It's too hot to be any good evening. Besides, this paper's full of nothing but atom bombs and bad news, wars and rumors of wars. Airplane crashes, murders, fightings, wife whippings, and killings all the way from the Balkans right here to Brooklyn and New York. Do you know one thing? If I was a praying man, I would pray a prayer for this world right now." "What kind of prayer would you pray, friend?" I asked. "I would pray I don't want to have no more wars prayer, and it would go like this. Lord," I would say, "I would ask him, Lord, kindly please, take the blood off of my hands and off of my brother's hands and make us shake hands clean and not be afraid. Neither let me nor them have no knives behind our backs, Lord, nor up our sleeves, nor no bombs piled out yonder in the desert. Let's forget about bygones. Too many men's and women's are dead. The fault is mine and theirs too, I reckon. So teach us all to do right, Lord, please, and to get along with that atom bomb on this earth, because I do not want that bomb to fall on me, nor thee, nor anybody living. Amen."
Thank you. in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honorem gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 909, hour number 2. That was the Heismavork Choir, The Lord's Prayer. That's from The Music of Armenia, volume 1, Sacred Choral Music, from Celestial Harmonies, music recorded at the Gegard Monastery in Armenia. We started, I'll be very, very quick here, Langston Hughes on Mode Records, Daybreak in Alabama, and Reverie in the Harlem River, on the Harlem River, from the Dreamkeeper CD on Mode Records, intoning voice by Eric Mingus. Langston Hughes again, Simple Praise of Prayer. Then Evan Zipporin, Smindo Gmerto, and that's for bass clarinet. And then Mary Simony. We heard Doxology from Phil Klein. We heard Hear My Prayer from the John the Revelator Mass. And then we ended with the Armenian choir music. The Martian Gardens blog, again, is martiangardens.blog. Do visit it for more details on this set you just heard. I don't have time to give more because I've got to end the hour with an 8-minute piece from Peter Garland. From a 2-part composition called Blessing Way, we'll hear the first movement, which is called Night Song. There are 2 movements, Night Song and Day Song on Blessing Way. We'll hear Night Song. This is from Peter Garland's CD, The Birthday Party, on New World Records with the pianist Aki Takahashi. This was recorded at Octavian Audio, Mount Vernon, New York, July 29th, 2016. 2012 composition, Peter Garland, performed by Aki Takahashi. This is Night Song from Blessing Way.